It's Thursday, May 29th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A large amount of methamphetamine recovered during a traffic stop in Cumberland on Wednesday. President Trump's tariffs caused chaos and harm for Wisconsin farmers, says Senator Tammy Baldwin. Senator Ron Johnson says he opposes Republicans' big, beautiful bill for not doing enough for reducing spending. And the deadline is Saturday to apply for an elk hunting license. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Police found more than 1 pound of suspected methamphetamine during a traffic stop in Cumberland on Wednesday. Cumberland Police Chief Heather Wolf said a tip alerted police to a speeding vehicle that may have a large amount of drugs. Officers pulled over the vehicle and a canine alerted to possible drugs inside, leading to a search that recovered just under 1.1 pounds of methamphetamine. Wolf said the estimated street value surpassed $25,000. The driver and only occupant, 44-year-old Jeffrey Snyder of Hayward, was arrested and booked in the Barron County Jail on charges of possession with intent to distribute, possession of THC, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while revoked. Formal charges are pending from the district attorney's office. Wolf noted this was the third duty shift for K-9 Kilo and handler Officer Anthony Brunner. The K-9 graduated training on May 22nd and has collared 2 drug arrests on those 3 shifts. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says President Trump's tariff and trade policies are chaotic and harmful. Bob Haig tells us more.
The Wisconsin Democrat citing an example during a tour of Peck Family Farms in Chippewa Falls on Wednesday.
Last week, he said, our conversations with the European Union are going nowhere. I'm going to slap 50% tariffs on them. And a day or two later, he said, well, I'm going to defer them by more than a month.
And Baldwin says authority to implement trade policy lies with Congress, not the executive.
I don't know what your impression is, but my impression is he's talking about handshake agreements.
Baldwin says Trump's chaotic trade war with China, Mexico, and Canada makes it harder for Wisconsin farmers and producers to plan for the future. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says the House passed Big Beautiful Bill budget reconciliation contains unacceptable spending, and he'll continue to dig his heels in to oppose it.
I'm going to put pressure on the process. I'm going to put pressure on House and Senate leadership. I'm going to put pressure on the president to get serious about reducing spending, because you don't defeat the deep state by continuing to fund it at President Biden's levels.
Johnson and fellow Republicans Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are opposed to the House bill, and during an appearance at the Milwaukee Press Club on Wednesday, Johnson said he believes more Republican senators are opposed as well. A group of wake boat owners sues a northwest Wisconsin town over its ban on the activity. Raymond Newbert dives into the story.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports plaintiffs from Texas and Florida claim the Burnett County town of Scott is depriving them of the use of their wake boats by not allowing the boats' use on 4 lakes with the majority of their shoreline within the town. The wake boat owners have property on one of those lakes. It's the first challenge against local wake boating ordinances in Wisconsin, which have been enacted after repeated attempts to regulate them have failed at the state capitol. Wake boats carry powerful motors and ballast tanks, producing waves large enough to allow a surfer to follow behind without a tow rope. Critics say the heavy waves damage shorelines and lake bottoms. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
For many Americans, it's not clear how easy getting a COVID-19 vaccination this fall will be, or if they've lost the choice. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. this week said the shots are no longer recommended for healthy children and pregnant women, usurping a decision normally made by scientific experts. That follows an earlier Food and Drug Administration move to limit the shots among healthy people under the age 65. The biggest questions are whether people can still choose a vaccine even if it's not recommended for them, and if insurance will pay. You have until Saturday to apply for a chance at a 2025 elk hunting license. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Wisconsin's expanding elk population has had an annual hunt in the Clam Lake Elk Range since 2018 and since 2024 in the Black River Elk Range. The Black River Elk Range will have a 2025 quota of 4 antlered and 5 antlerless elk, and the Clam Lake Elk Range will have a quota of 8 antlered elk split evenly between tribal and state licensed hunters. You can purchase your elk license applications through the Go Wild webpage or in person at licensed agents across the state. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.